Robinson, brother and sister, D.E. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 24, 1905. Dear children, Doris and Ella May, I thought I would write a few lines to you. I am pleased that you have arrived without accident or harm, although you experienced much annoyance. Well, we have a very pleasant day today, Friday. The sun shines brightly, and I am very light. Yesterday we missed you, but I did not feel I could draw back and say stay, for I know that you will do much good where you are, and I shall pray that the Lord will keep you under his guardianship. Our time here to work is short, and we cannot, any of us, afford to be indifferent or careless now. We must put our capabilities for improvement to the very best use. We know that you both can be improving in physical and mental and spiritual strength, and do your very best to win souls to Christ Jesus. Draw nigh to God, and oh, draw others nigh. Give your example in everything that is uplifting and noble and pure. I believe that you will. It would have been so pleasant to have had you nigh us, but I will not, nay, I will not draw one thread of selfishness into the work that God has given me. Our time is the Lord's, our strength is the Lord's, and every capability susceptible of improvement is the Lord's. If you make every move to honor and glorify God, you will have a conscience void of offense toward God and man, and the children, students in the school. Aim in everything to win them to Christ and the church. You can both do a good work spiritually. Walk in humility of mind, and may you have the peace of Christ abiding in your soul. I have a great interest in you and want you to make a success. And you will, if you walk and work humbly in God. Do not, I beseech of you, let go for a moment the idea that you are to be kept pledged to God. Work to His name's glory. Do His will understandingly. We want you, Doris, to be fitting yourself up for the ministry, and you should hold yourself ready to teach the word. Be ever reaching out for bringing the lost sheep into the fold. The Lord will bless every effort you make in sacred consecration of your souls to Jesus Christ. My heart is drawn out for God, that all that I shall do in word, in action, shall be to His name's glory. Truth, precious, sanctified truth, is worth more for you to obtain than gold and silver and precious stones. I am so grateful that we have a Savior full of tender compassion and loving kindness. And oh, what sacrifice has He made for us, that we should become children of God, and for us to be thus honored? We should be always cheerful, thankful, and happy. We can win the crown of life. Elder Haskell and wife came Wednesday evening. I wish much that you could have met them. We are glad to see them, and they are both faithful servants of God.